Hello, Malcolm here. Thanks for joining me today on the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today it's episode 105. And we're talking about the connection between the spoken word, in other words, the lesson, the sermon, that kind of thing. The connection between the spoken word and the sung word. Because in so many ways, when we sing God's word, or we sing about God's word, or we sing about themes and topics from God's word. So what is the connection between the spoken word and the sung word, or perhaps what should be the connection between the songs we sing and what's been preached and taught? And how much does that matter? That's probably the key question I have for us today. See, last Sunday, the title of the Sunday Sample was The Worship Leader as Pastor and Prophet. That's number 104. You can go back and have a look at that. I'll put the link in the show notes. And there we discussed the way in which, how do we view our role as a musician, as a worship leader, a worship organizer, or about how about being a pastor, kind of a shepherd, or even a prophet. We talked about that there. And I'm really pleased with the comments I got back. And in particular, a comment from my old friend, Rita August. And Rita was posting all the way from Ghana, which is quite something. It's truly a global thing these days. So thanks for your comments, Rita. And I thought I'd bring the comments to you and then see what you think about this particular issue. So she said this on Facebook. This is her comment. In point number two, he, that's the worship leader, should specifically contact the preacher for his message for the day and choose songs which will reflect and enhance the word of God for the day to allow for an enhanced understanding. So contact the preacher in advance, find out the message of the day, and then, having reflected on the message and on its content, choose songs that fit, choose songs that reflect that theme, enhance the word of God, bring it more to life, bring it and flesh it more in some ways. As we know that songs often use imagery and metaphors and sometimes even story to express a biblical truth. So to enhance the word of God for the day, for that particular day that's going to, when it's going to be preached, to allow for an enhanced understanding. So in other words, not to replace the sermon or to compete with the sermon, but to enhance what the sermon is offering that day. And I rather like the way that you put that, Rita, so thank you. So I think this is a great point. And it set me to thinking about the connections between the spoken word and the sung word, and how important that is as a worship leader to think about these things. Now, coordinating songs with a message is a lot easier if you do, as some denominations do, use a lectionary. And that has set texts for every Sunday of the year, or perhaps a choice of two or three. But then you would know quite a way in advance what those texts and topics are likely to be. And some denominations do that. That still doesn't make it terribly simple sometimes, because topics might be songs about topics that we don't have many songs about. For example, the Trinity. We don't have many songs about the Trinity. So if you're preaching on that, a little tougher. Though that's a good reason for some of us to write songs about some of those topics. But that's for another time. But in my tradition, we don't tend to follow anything like that. Sometimes we'll have a preaching series. At the moment in the Watford Church of Christ, we're going through the book of Acts. That helps. We know where we are with that. Some go through a topic like joy for a whole year. I know that's what right now another congregation is doing. And sometimes you get, at certain times of the year, clear topics like Christmas or Easter, something like that. So what do I do? Well, when I remember, I try to do this, but sometimes I forget. But when I remember and I'm preaching, then for the Watford Church of Christ, I will tell Charles or Danny or whoever's picking the songs, this is my text as far in advance as I can, usually a week ahead of time. And in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, where I also work and worship, I remind whoever's preaching to send their topic or text to the key worship leader as soon as they can, hopefully, and I ask them to do that a week in advance. That's the usual idea. But how significant is it? See, I've noticed with people when I say this to them, please send your text to the worship leader, for some people it really helps them. It sharpens their thinking. It makes them think, oh, I need to know what my main topic is. I need to know what the point of my lesson is. And it gives them a little bit of extra impetus to decide on the text or decide on the topic or decide on the point and then communicate that. It can be helpful for them. I have found, though, for other speakers, it creates a sense of pressure in them. Oh, I need to know exactly what I'm going to say. And that seems to not help them. So I wonder what the way is through that, if it's significant that we coordinate songs with the message. So that's really the thought there. So I'd like to know what you think. How significant is it to connect the songs with the biblical topic or the text to be preached on any particular Sunday? Do you see it as an essential thing or optional, preferable, insignificant, or perhaps just as a bonus? I wonder what you think about that. So the key questions I have for you today, I have two. Firstly, how important is it to link the songs with the message? That's number one. How important is it to link the songs, or some of them at least, with the message of the day? And secondly, why do you have the conviction that you do? So how significant is it? And then why do you have your particular view on the level of that significance? I would love to know your thoughts on that. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording, and leave your comments publicly in that box where we can all see them, so that we can learn from each other, because we learn the best when we're learning together in community. If you know anybody who might benefit from this, please pass the link on. If you haven't already done so, hit that notification button, subscribe button, leave us a review in podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts from, and 5 stars would be best, of course, if you don't mind. I'd be very grateful. And I do hope that between now and the next time that we see each other, that you will have had a wonderful time of corporate worship next Sunday, whenever you're gathering with all your friends to worship God, whether the song and the message are coordinated or not. Until the next time, take care and God bless.